You're listening to Marketplace Weekend, where the economy meets real life. I'm Adrienne Hill in for Lizzie O'Leary. Parents aren't the only ones who spend big getting ready for the school year. Teachers, turns out, also hand over about $500 of their own money each year on school supplies. That's according to a Scholastic survey. Some teachers, especially those in high poverty schools, will spend more than $1,000 out of pocket. Los Angeles math teacher Carrie Barrett says she doesn't need that much, but she will spend a couple hundred dollars readying her classroom for the high schoolers who'll pour in next week. I stopped by her home as she was gathering supplies to see what was on her back-to-school shopping list. Yeah. Good morning. Hi, Carrie. I'm Adrienne.
Hi,
Adrienne. Nice to meet you.
You too.
How long have you been a teacher?
This will be my third year, my second year teaching high school. I love math. I love talking about math. I wanted to talk about math every day. So this is one of very few jobs where you get to do that.
What? So I want to ask, we're talking about sort of getting ready for the school year. What have you been, you're going back this week. What have you been getting ready for?
Well, I had a week long professional development. I spent a few days mapping out exactly when I'm going to teach what. And of course, you know, buying some stuff.
So yeah, how much do you spend every year buying stuff for your classroom?
My first year, I probably spent like maybe $300.
Okay.
Last year, maybe a little bit less, a couple hundred dollars, a little less than that. We'll see what happens this coming year.
Can we go see what you've purchased so far?
Sure. We can talk about the stuff that's in here first if you want. Oh, yeah. Like little treats and stuff for the kids. The school's not going to buy those for me, so I bought these erasers as birthday gifts.
And they're little emoji erasers.
Yeah, little emoji erasers that I thought were cute, just, you know, off of Amazon. Little stuff like this. The kids really appreciate you, like, acknowledging their birthday and, like, it's, you know, a day for them. So it's definitely worth it. They're, like, I don't know, less than 20 cents a piece. It's worth 20 cents to me to see a smile on a kid's birthday. Right before school starts is definitely the best time to get a lot of this stuff. Like, a composition book is normally like $2 or $3, but if you go the week before school starts, they're like 50 cents. So I like to get, you know, a few dozen, especially for kids who like aren't going to get a chance to go to the store. Like, I'll buy it for 50 cents plus tax and then have the kids give me 50 cents for it, just so that I don't have to be nagging them all the time to get their composition book.
Oh, that's interesting. So you'll buy supplies and sort of know that you'll just hand them out to kids in the classroom for what you paid for them.
Exactly.
Yeah, let's see what you have in your car now. All right, tell us what we have in here.
I bought the bulletin board paper. They have like the colored butcher paper at school that they provide for free, but it's not very... it doesn't have very much width, so you either have to make a really skinny bulletin board or, like, layer it over itself, and it's not very cute. Board decorations, more emojis.
Yes.
Popsicle sticks, classic teacher stuff for writing names on so that you can call on kids randomly and it's not like you're always calling on the same person. And
I guess as a math teacher, you have to care about randomness. It's a better way then.
Yeah, it's a good point.
Yeah, so what is the, if you buy something that you think the school will reimburse you, how does that process go?
At our school, I would ask either the vice principal or the principal about it, get it approved. Then there's some paperwork I have to fill out. It's not like a ton, but I have to go to the office manager and let her know that I'm doing it. Go buy it, bring back a receipt to the office manager with the paperwork, and then it takes, I don't know, a few weeks at least to get the money back. So the last time I did that, it was for spiral notebooks, because I'm kind of particular about which ones I want the students to use. And, you know, in order to get $22 from the school, I had to do all of that.
Wow.
Yeah. There are a lot of school districts across the country that get a lot less money than we do. There's a lot of teachers that have to buy their own paper all year because they only get a few reams. I end up buying a couple of reams of my own paper every year too.
If your school got sort of a influx of cash, would you want it to go to supplies or would you put it towards something else?
I think the number one request that our teachers had in budget development last year was an extra box of paper.
That's remarkable.
Yeah.
What do you wish that parents, even kids, understood about like school budgets and what teachers do for their classroom?
A teacher will be super grateful forever if you buy them the nice whiteboard markers. And make sure that your students know that just the little things that are around all the time are the things that it's most likely that your teacher spent their own money on. So if you could be nice to those, it would be great.
And let me just ask one more thing. Do you think teachers should have to spend that money?
No. We don't make that much money. We make, you know, enough. And classroom environment is a really important thing to have.
Carrie, thank you so much.
You're welcome.